Today, I want to share with you something that I am working on in my own personal life with my coach, and that is resonance. You are listening to Mom First. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm a lawyer turned life coach, and just like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. This podcast is for growth-driven, working moms just like you. Here, we empower each other to ditch the overwhelm and lead with joy. If you are ready to go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving, you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. Today, I am sharing with you a process that I am working on in my own life with the help of my coach, and it is, put simply, about finding those moments of resonance, noticing where I feel a sense of being in tune versus out of tune. What I love about this is that it's taking me out of my head. It's placing me into a spot of curiosity and non-judgment where I am getting to notice what feels right and what doesn't feel right without having to analyze it. If you, like me, are pulled in a lot of directions, if you have a million things running in the background of your mind, if you have a to-do list that's 1,000 miles long or seems like 1,000 miles long, if the mental load is really heavy, if you feel just like stuck in your head thinking about things all of the time, if you feel a lack of connectedness to what's happening around you, I think that you'll find this really useful. Now, no matter where you are on your journey in life, I want you to know that you're welcome here. This is a Come As You Are podcast. I'm not perfect. I don't seek perfectionism. Even when it comes to things like mindfulness and awareness, I believe that our experience is meant to be 50-50, somewhat hard, somewhat good, hopefully punctuated with a lot of joy. And so please don't ever use anything that I talk about in this podcast as a way to beat yourself up. But I do want to invite you today to go on this journey with me. Come as you are and come with me. And today, we'll talk about those times in which we feel that sense of resonance, in which we feel connected. What does the word resonance mean to you? When I think of resonance, it's a feeling deep within me. I imagine it to be yellow or gold in color, and it feels warm and inviting, and like home. I feel it deep within my chest, deep within the very middle of my body. And when I feel resonance, it feels like I am in tune with what's around me. I feel like I belong. I have a sense of ease and of confidence. I feel like I don't have to second guess myself. I want more of that in my life. I want more of that feeling of being in tune. One of the challenges with wanting to be in tune is that the world around us offers us a lot of opportunities to feel like we are out of tune. The world around us offers easy, quick access to a lot of things that will distract us from noticing whether we are in tune or out of tune. It offers us a lot of opportunities to try to buy or purchase things that we hope and think could potentially bring us in tune. And it offers a lot of noise that is out of tune with who we really are at our core. And this comes in all kinds of varieties of flavors, right? It could be anything from social media to watching news or shows that really stress us out. I have been exploring with my coach ways that I could be more in tune, where I could really have that resonance that I am so seeking. And what I have realized from that process is that simply noticing and bringing awareness to those times in which I feel more resonance, that I can actually create then more resonance within my life. I can create that feeling more often by simply noticing when it is there and when it is not there. So here are some of the times when I've noticed lately that I am feeling that sense of resonance. And it includes when I am having a one-on-one chat with a friend without the distraction and noise of social media, when we aren't talking about what the expectations from others are, but when we are just in that moment together. I have those feelings of resonance when I'm focused and doing one thing at a time, especially when I'm with my kids. So I definitely have that feeling when I'm snuggled up with them, reading one-on-one with them, and when there aren't a lot of other distractions or noises or things calling for my attention. When there's no dog barking at me in the background, literally or figuratively. When I'm not drawn to check my email, when I'm not looking at social media while also talking to my kids. So I love that feeling of being in resonance with them at that exact moment. I get that feeling when I'm on a hike, when I'm playing with my kids out in the snow, when I'm cooking with them and I'm not in a rush. As I look to raise my awareness around those areas when I am in tune and when I am feeling that sense of resonance, I have noticed that there are a lot of times during the day where I don't necessarily have that feeling, where I'm rushing from one thing to the next, where I'm trying to do more than one thing at a time, where I can't really focus, where I have 5 children all clamoring for attention, plus a dog, plus I need to check my emails. How could I feel in resonance in those moments? How could I feel a sense of connectedness? And what I am realizing is that I am seeking that sense of resonance and trying to get there from a mental space. And what I really need to do and want to do is try to get there at more of a feeling level. And so I am seeking to move towards resonance in the same way that I would move towards trying to become in pitch or in tune. And so I like to think of it in this way as a tuning fork and trying to notice in those moments where I don't feel resonance, trying to notice what would help me to feel more in resonance. And that is something that I am working on right now. I offer that to you because I have found it to be something that is so powerful and simple for me. It forces me to get out of my head, not to analyze it, but instead go with that feeling of what feels good, what feels more in resonance at that point, what feels more in tune at that point, what feels more connected to what I really want at that point. And so I am learning to really trust that inner feeling and rely on it to help move me, to help guide me toward resonance. And I invite you to do the same. I invite you to get out of your head and to explore what feels like resonance to you. What moments do you feel connected and in resonance? What moments do you feel like you are moving towards resonance? When do you feel that sense of being out of tune? When do you feel the sense of dissonance? When do you feel out of pitch? And in those moments, don't judge them. Just notice them. Bring a sense of discernment to it. And let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear from you to find out what feels connected to you. What feels that it resonates with you? When do you feel that deep inner sense of resonance? When do you feel in tune with the world around you, with the space around you? I can't wait to hear. Be sure to let me know at Mom First Coaching on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. In case no one has told you today, you are amazing, just as you are right now in this moment. I see you. I believe in you. I want you to know that you matter so much. I will see you next time. Okay, my friend, thank you for checking out this episode. Hey, if you like this content and you're ready to take the work to the next level, then I want to invite you to get coached by me. I offer one-on-one coaching and group coaching too. Imagine what it would be like if you could finally enjoy this season of life that you're in and set that incredible example of fulfillment and joy for your kids. That is possible for you, and I'm here to help. All you have to do is head over to momfirstcoaching.com to find out more.